through Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica Meeting Room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying, but don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
Good morning. Welcome. I'm Angela Bonfant. I am your host for the next couple of hours here at the St. Gabriel Spring Spirit Drive.
And super exciting.
Isn't it exciting?
Oh, yes.
And I am joined in studio with Father Nick Ventura from St. Peter's Parish in Dublin.
Oh, thank you, Angela. Welcome. I appreciate it. I love being back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Well, we love having you.
Oh, it's great.
And we're going to have a lot of fun this morning.
Oh, we are. I can already tell. You're already kind of dancing to the jig and like,
oh, yeah.
I'm super excited. A lot of good energy here.
That's good. We're so excited. We have a whole studio here full of volunteers ready to answer the phone. And our goal for the hour, we're raising money for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio today. So our goal for the hour is 17 gifts. We would love to have 7 sustaining memberships because that's the lifeblood of this radio station. And there's 2 ways you can do this. You can call 614-459-4820. And we have many people waiting to answer those phones. Or you can go online to stgabrielradio.com and you can give right there.
And it's so easy to give. I mean, it's just a call. One call to help support the mission of St. Gabriel Radio, 614-459-4820.
And, you know, as we talk about the mission of St. Gabriel Radio, we're going to be listening to some clips of many of the programs that are here offered on the station on a regular basis, which you're part of one.
Yes, I am. Alive for More.
Which is a wonderful program. And
oh, thank you.
Very joyous. A lot of great teaching comes out of that program. Yeah. And that's on when?
Thursdays at noon, Sundays at 3, or online, on demand at stgabrielradio.com.
That's right.
Sorry, I have that part memorized. That's kind of like a play track for
me. That's okay. So you can tune into that. But this morning, we're going to get little tidbits from other programs, and we're going to be talking about those.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get a taste of what we offer here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Yeah, and you know, the key thing here is that it's truth. It sets people free. And when we hand this stuff on, St. Gabriel Radio allows us to be able to hear the truth in a guaranteed manner. Because we hear all sorts of junk on the radio, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I mean, we have all the different radio stations. I won't name them because I don't want you going to them. I want you to stay right here at St. Gabriel Radio. And, you know, this is just an opportunity to put in your car something that'll actually allow you to live and not just get by.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because as we were talking before this program, my own faith journey, in large part, sort of a reconversion back to the faith, came in part by listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
I remember you mentioning that. It is such a good thing to know that this can bring people to faith.
It is. And you know what's so interesting about it? It doesn't matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a baby in the faith or you can be very mature in the faith. And there's a program on there where you can still learn more.
You can get something out of it. You can either learn something you didn't know before. I mean, there was a beautiful phrase that was just said a couple days ago on the Spirit Drive, that someone said, there's 2,000 years of history. How can I possibly know everything?
Well,
and St. Gabriel Radio is a great way to kind of get access to that. And you can help support this by calling 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. It is so wonderful. I'm already seeing some people giving in, coming in, giving gifts. We still need you.
And you get, here's what you get with your sustaining membership. It's $20 or more per month, and you will receive a book, The Imitation of Mary, which is a beautiful book. If you want to become a business member, you get 100 messages a year at $50 per month, and you will also receive The Imitation of Mary. Additionally, you can give a gift in any amount. Programs cost a dollar a minute to run here. And if you get any amount counts. You know, we can all give a little. If we can't give a lot, some of us can give a lot. Some can give a little. That's okay, right?
Well, to quote the founder of EWTN Radio, put St. Gabriel Radio somewhere in between your gas and electric bill.
That's
right. It's just a couple. I mean, if you're just thinking, well, this month I am contributing to 17 minutes of Catholic radio. If 100 people just gave 10 minutes, that's several hours of programming that someone may need to hear.
That's right.
And so then it's everybody doing their part. And you can do that by calling 614-459-4820.
And then also one other gift is a leadership gift. And that's $1,000 or more. Now, we know this is a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So if you feel the Holy Spirit move you and this is something that you want to do, don't hesitate to call us. 614-459-4820. And this morning, we are going to give an honor of our spouses, mm-hmm. of maybe a marriage of someone that you see mm-hmm. that really honors the faith in their marriage. And this is a great way to start. Additionally, let's just think about what the station has given us or given you. Right. And when you call in, we want to hear what the impact has been and why you are listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
And you never know what kind of impact this will have. I mean, one thing that I always tell people, God is never outdone in generosity. Ever outdone in generosity. So whatever you give, he will give back to you even more. I'm not just saying some sort of prosperity gospel like what Joel Osteen says. No, it is truth. When you allow him to take what you have, he multiplies it and gives it back in ways that you can never imagine. So join in this mission. You're a part of our family. If you're hearing these words, the Lord is speaking to you. Hope I'm not the Lord's voice, but I try to be his instrument. But I'm inviting you. Call 614-459-4820. Join in this exciting thing. Angela, I don't know. There's like a great energy here.
There really is. And we invite you to stop by today. Stop by the station. We're at Winterset and Henderson Road, and we'd love to see you. We have lots of people here
welcoming.
They have coffee. They have coffee. We have food.
Let me emphasize, they have coffee.
We welcome additional food.
Yes, we do. You just want to bring a snack. I tend to like hot white chocolate. So
ooh, that's good.
So just as a hint.
And I like dark.
Well, very good.
So we're here waiting. We'd love to see you. But don't hesitate to call us. 614-459-4820. And we are anxious to get into our first clip here.
Oh, yeah. Who's our first clip, Angela?
And our first clip is, it's Edward Shree. Am I right about that? Yep. I just want to make sure I have my papers mixed up. And it's from Catholic Answers Live on relativism.
Huh. Fascinating.
I think it'll be really interesting.
I always love talking about how relativism doesn't work, but wait to hear from Edward Shree on that.
So let's go into our first clip, and we'll be right back with you.
But your fifth key to responding to relativism is this. Relativism is not neutral.
Yeah, this one, you know, is really important because relativism presents itself as we're the neutral position. We just don't know what's right or wrong or what truth is. And so we're very humble. We get along with everybody. We're very tolerant and very accepting. So they present themselves as like the moral Switzerland, I like to say.
Right.
That's not true. You know, it's not true. Relativism is a certain philosophy of life. It's a way of looking at the world. It's a certain perspective. And what's happening is the relativistic culture is trying to impose its perspective on life on us and make us have to play by their rules. And so I think we just have to kind of resist that. You know, and you see this all the time when people are pressuring in our culture you know, to just get us to conform. You know, I meet so many people, especially the younger generation, college students, people in their 20s and 30s, young professionals. They are so scared to say anything's right or wrong because they know they'll be beat up for it. And so they start making compromises and they start doing this whole for me morality. Well, for me, this is right. But for other people, if they want to do something else. And that's just the culture. It is not a neutral position. They are aggressively trying to silence Christian witness to truth. So what do we do about that? Here's the practical. I love to give this example is, you know, the next time you're with your friend, you're out at a bar or you're out for coffee or it's Thanksgiving dinner and your relative says something like, you know, why is the Catholic Church so intolerant? Or who are you to judge? You know, just come right back and say this. Say, excuse me, are you judging me? I love, you know, that whole idea of the Christian playing the don't judge card. Most of our secular friends are ready to do that. But the reason I say that, it's not just funny. It actually, it gets to the foundational issue here. And just come right back and say, you know, I feel like you think I'm a mean, judgmental person just because I think something's wrong or I think something's right. And then they'll say, oh, well, but you shouldn't tell other people what to do. And that's when you got them. Just come right back to them and say, wait, hold on, my friend. You know, you may believe that there's no moral truth. You might believe in relativism and you're a free person. You're free to believe that. It doesn't make any sense to me, that perspective, but you're free to believe that. But whatever you do, my dear friend, please do not impose your belief in moral relativism on me. Do not impose your faith that there's no moral structure to the universe on me. You haven't convinced me of that. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't have to be conformed to your own ideas. Just come right back. And what that does is it also levels the playing field. You can actually start to have real conversation about real issues. You can go back and say, I'm willing to hear what you think about relativism. If you want to talk about that, tell me, why do you really believe there's moral truth? There's no moral truth. You really believe genocide is okay if somebody says, well, for me, it's okay to get rid of this race? Or if for a rapist, they want to say, for me, rape is okay. Would you really go that far? If you just start asking them questions and they have to defend relativism, that's a great thing. Because once they start talking, they realize they're on thin ice. And so, and then they might be more open to hearing another way of looking at life.
Welcome back. Here we are this morning at the Spring Spirit Drive.
Oh boy, this is really exciting, Andrew. I'm really glad to be here.
I'm excited that we're here together.
Oh no, I know. It was kind of interesting. It was kind of a last minute change. I'm Father Nick Ventura, and there was I got a call from Dave Orsborne asking if I could come in this morning, and he said, have you met Angela? And I said, no, I haven't. So we went over to where Andrew was sitting preparing for this hour, and we just hit it off really well. It was really great.
It's
really exciting. The Lord is so good.
So good.
So why are we here, Angela?
Okay, so the first clip, we're here to raise money for the Spring Spirit Drive, but the first clip is just a little sample of what we offer here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing this morning is we're asking you to participate in supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio as we bring these important messages to the faithful. Mm-hmm. And we ask you to call 614-459-4820. We're waiting for you. And we're asking for 17 gifts this hour. And we've got 4 so far. And sustaining memberships are key. That's $20 or more a month.
And it helps everything here at the studio. I mean, though the sustaining memberships are as Angela said just a little bit ago, are the lifeblood of this station.
That's correct.
Without sustaining membership, I mean, it's 20 minutes a month. So if like 500 people are sustaining members, that provides enough airtime for St. Gabriel. This is a 24/7 station.
It is.
It never goes off the air.
It really is. If you can't sleep at night, often that's me.
Hey, there you go.
You can tune in at any time. There might be, depending on what time it is, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Rosary, some programming. It's wonderful. And you can go online to stgabrielradio.com and give right there. You can also listen right there if you're not in your car with your radio
exactly.
on.
If you're about to leave right now, if you're about to park your car, it's like, man, I don't want to stop listening. Just turn on your phone and walk into your place of work or wherever you're going right now. Just listen. And people are like, what are you listening to? I'm listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
That's right. I listened to it in Florida last week.
Hey, yeah, that's right. You were telling me about that.
In my car. We really missed it. So the first clip, though, I do want to dig into that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Edward Srie.
Correct.
And he's talking about relativism. And I think this is so important, something he said. Mm-hmm. You know, and I do believe our friends who are believe in relativism believe this. They believe that they're very humble and accepting, mm-hmm. and they get along with everyone, right? Do we
and
hear
that
this?
They're moral Switzerland. That's a line that stuck out to me. I was like,
it really did.
Yeah.
It really did. And so as Christians, it often feels that we are being silenced when we have a viewpoint that varies. Mm-hmm. And I know oftentimes in politics, this is being called mainstream, and you're not mainstream unless you buy into this, correct?
Correct, yes.
So his approach was very loving. It was love and logic.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks a lot about, you know, saying, wait a minute, when they say something to us about what we believe.
Correct. I mean,
are you judging me?
one of the key things is like, well, there is no absolute truth. And here's the problem with that, and this is where the logic comes in. When they say there is no absolute truth, that in itself is an absolute statement. Saying that there's no absolute truth, that means they're saying, well, the absolute truth is that there is no absolute truth.
That's right.
So then it just contradicts itself, and then it falls apart. So then that means there is absolute truth. So moral relativism kind of falls apart on itself. I don't know.
So tell me, what would your response be to that?
My response to...
Like, what would we say as Christians in mm-hmm. a loving way when mm-hmm. someone says to us, you know...
I might be the wrong person to ask because I tend to be very bombastic, but I will try. I will try. When someone says, oh, there is no absolute truth, I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying. First of all, is acknowledging what they say. You know, 9 times out of 10, people just want to be heard.
They just want
to know that they're being listened to. And usually... In my short time as a priest so far, only 2 years so far, people just want to be heard. They just want to be listened to, knowing that someone is there hearing what they have to say. And so if someone tells me, oh, well, yeah, you believe that, but I believe that everything's right, I go, okay, I hear that, you know, everything's kind of, there's a lot out there. I hear that's what you're saying. And then just kind of slowly invite them in to a step-by-step process of, hey, have you thought about this? And then eventually the whole absolute truth statement, it gets kind of hairy because that can be, if you pull the rug out from somebody too fast, they shut down and go away.
Or get very angry.
Correct.
Right. Yes, I've experienced that.
Oh, yeah, have you?
Yeah, apparently I wasn't very tactful. So I'm learning. That's why I'm asking you.
Hey, no, well, I'm learning too. Don't worry, I've only been a priest not very many years, so it's okay. We're learning together.
But it's a process. And, you know, for our young people, he mentions in there that the 20-somethings, the teenagers, they say, well, this is what I believe, mm-hmm. or this is my perspective, versus, you know, this is an absolute truth. So they're very careful mm-hmm. not to...
Step on people's toes.
Correct. But it's doing them a disservice, in a sense, because it's making them think...
Yeah, that everything is okay. I mean, it leaves them... Having a too open mind, to quote G.K. Chesterton, an open mind can't close on anything, and then it can't actually hold a single coherent thought.
Oh, that's a very profound quote. I like that.
So
very
it's
good.
Just, I know, I mean, because I fall within this 20-somethings right now. I'm only 28 right now, and so I can understand that perspective, not wanting to, you know, commit to an idea, even though, yes, okay, I just committed to an idea of becoming a priest, but there is that in my generation, oh, we don't want to commit because we want to leave our doors open.
Yes.
Our options open.
Yes.
And that is kind of where that kind of fruit is coming from. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm here. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I'm with Nick Ventura. And we are in studio today for the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting, Angela.
And we were just discussing a clip. But we need you to call 614-459-4820. Call today. Don't hesitate. We are looking for 7 sustaining members this hour. That's $20 or more per month. And we are looking for a total number of gifts of 17. Gifts in any amount count, whatever you can give. This is what keeps St. Gabriel Radio on the air and allowing us to provide this very important programming to about 4 million people.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a number to that, Angela.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There is. Am I about
Perfect.
Right on that, I think?
Wow.
And so not all of our listeners are Catholic, but they still enjoy the programming and they are learning from it. And so we embrace all of our listeners and we appreciate all of our listeners and all the support you offer here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
And it really is a listening family. It's not just like, okay, we're here on our mountaintop here. But if you come into the studio, we're on the corner of Winterset Drive and Henderson Road. It's just right up the road from, you know, where, right on Henderson Road. I can't remember. I'm not very familiar with this area, so I apologize.
That's
I was going
okay.
to somewhere.
It's west of 315.
West of 315.
Yeah.
There we go. So we're right here, and it really is a family. If you walk in, they'll ask you, hey, do you want a cup of coffee? We have some food in the back. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
We have a chapel.
We have a chapel here.
Come and pray.
It has some relics. It's really cool. I've actually said mass in that chapel before. It's actually really, it's a very prayerful experience. So
it is. Very intimate.
It's wonderful here. And you can join in with this family by calling 614-459-4820. St. Gabriel Radio is indispensable for this part of the country because so many people have come to the faith. So many people have said, this has taught me more about my faith. I remember when I was in high school, St. Gabriel Radio was just starting, just kind of gearing up for everything. And I remember they had Catholic Answers Live. And there were a lot of questions there that I had answered as a teenager that maybe, you know, wasn't quite being discussed in my circles because it's just, oh, we don't want to talk about that. That's too much. Well, that's too much of saying that there's absolute truth. But then it was feeding something I was hungering for that I didn't even know I was hungering for.
So that's what's so interesting about St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, what mm-hmm. you just said. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're seeking. We don't know exactly what we're looking for. And then suddenly there it is on the radio, mm-hmm. exactly what we needed to hear.
Oh, it happened. Even as a priest, it still happens to me. I'll turn on the St. Gabriel Radio and then something will say that I've been struggling with or just thinking about. And it's like God is speaking directly to me. It's like, okay, hey, stop worrying. Here's it is. Go with it.
That's right. It happens all the time. And yeah. if you've had that experience, call today. Call 614-459-4820. Be a part of our family here. Help support the mission of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio of bringing this programming to the audience of Central Ohio and beyond.
And Angela, we were talking before. What should people give in honor of?
Give in honor of your spouse or your marriage mm-hmm. or someone you know who you think lives out the calling of marriage in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great honor to give someone that gift, mm-hmm. to let them know how much you appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. And it's the whole thing, giving an honor of somebody. In the Catholic faith, you know, we are given so much by God. And sometimes we're like, what do I do with this? And sometimes he says, okay, I need you to give this to me symbolically, either, you know, to your parish, to a church, to a charity. And, you know, sometimes we have opportunities like St. Gabriel Catholic Radio to help support, you know, evangelization. You know, Matthew 28 says, go therefore and baptize all nations, proclaim to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is how you can accomplish that.
That's right.
By calling 614-459-4820.
And an angel has entered the studio.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
Hey, it is the Feast of the Annunciation. Gabriel appeared to Mary.
That's right. And then we're going to announce some of the people who have called 614-459-4820. Yeah, I'm your angel updater. I'm Patrick Schroyer from Miraculous Metal.
Welcome, Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
And I'm just another beautiful face.
Yes, you are.
Or as they say, I have a face for radio. Hey, we want to thank Al, who called in. It was a one-time gift, and he did it in honor of his wife, Sandy. And that's what we're kind of focusing on right now, for you to call in and give a gift in honor of your spouse. And I hosted a few years ago, and we had a little fun thing. So listen up. We'd like to have somebody call with a gift and tell us how long you've been married. Now, let's see who's been married the longest.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we like that.
And then what else is fun is the shortest time. Make a gift in honor of your wife by calling 614, or husband, 614-459-4820, just like Al did for his wife, Sandy. We also had a gift from John from Resurrection in New Albany. He became a bronze sustaining member.
Thank you, John.
And what's he like best about St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is Father Ricardo.
Very good man.
He is a very good program.
And you know what? I was listening. I just love those 60 seconds with Mother Angelica.
Oh, those are perfect.
Aren't they great? They're great.
They're great. And we also want to recognize some people who have been multiple years sustaining members. Mary from St. Patrick.
Yeah, there we go.
Sean from St. Paul. Jim from St. Michael. And Sean
from St. Margaret of Cortona. Sean, we just had St. Paddy's Day. Sounds like a good Irish name.
Yeah, so, indeed.
So
yeah,
all you Irishmen
so
out there and Irish women, you need to call 614-459-4820 and make a gift to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
And
that was a good angel update. Yeah.
And thank you all for your generosity, because that's how the station stays on the air. It's completely listener supported. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate all of your gifts. Call right now, 614-459-4820. And we are going to go into a testimony. A witness. So I'd like to introduce Michael, and I'm going to destroy your last name. So we'll just go ahead and try Hermosilla?
Hermosilla, that's correct.
Okay. Wow, there we go.
That was the Holy Spirit. Okay, so you're
It's not Irish.
No, it's not. St. Cecilia
yes.
is your parish. So tell me a little bit about what brought you here with us today.
Well, the guys I group with, Cum Christo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aware of that. I made it Cum Christo weekend. And our group came over here some time ago, and Colleen gave us a tour. And we did a rosary here, and I got to talking with Colleen, and she said, we started talking about the story and how much St. Gabriel means to me. And she asked me if I'd come on and talk about it, and I said, sure.
Oh, we'd love to hear how much St. Gabriel
about that stuff. And this morning, we had That Man Is You, so I didn't know if I was going to get here in time, because I did That Man Is You this morning. And
yeah, so you're wearing the shirt right now.
That's right, I got to wear the shirt because I'm the MC.
TMIY, yeah.
That's right. And I have a face for radio as well, so like he said. So I said, yeah, I can come on and do that.
Oh,
so
very
here
cool.
Here I am. And my guys are here, a couple of them, Eric Colbison and John Ryan that we group with. They're here with me as well because we're in a group after we're done here.
That's wonderful. So tell me, what has St. Gabriel Radio done for you?
Well, the main thing is it's been quite a few years now. I went to I was at a low point in my life. I had gotten divorced, and my future wife was also divorced, and we actually got together, and one of our first dates was going to the cathedral for the divorced, separated, and widowed mass that they have for people to help us out. Mm-hmm. I affectionately called that the loser mass, but then when I went there, I said, I understand that it's not like
yeah,
that.
No, it's not the loser
really
mass.
Helped us.
No.
It helped both of us, and that was our first date,
That's
even though
beautiful.
We didn't know it. And so then, you know, as things progressed, I got invited to, my brother-in-law invited me to a men's conference, and I went to that, and the radio station was there, and they talked about the radio, and I decided to listen to it a little bit. Here and there, I would listen to it. And then as we progressed, my wife and I, we got married. We both got our annulments, and then we got married, and we had a rough patch in our marriage, you know, get newlyweds and getting ready to have a baby and stuff like that after a couple years we were married, and she wanted to have a baby, and I said, I'm too old for that, because I already have kids, you have kids. But we decided, yes, we're going to have a new one, and we had little Francesca.
Oh, she's beautiful Italian name.
Yeah.
Beautiful
name.
Italian name.
Except we're Spanish, but that's okay.
Okay, it's okay. Hey, well.
close enough.
Hey,
yeah,
my Francesca.
We all talk with our hands.
Oh, man.
and then her son, Nick, I adopted him a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He came and asked me to adopt him. But the radio station, what I think it gave me, I said this to Bill Messerly, I'm sure he doesn't remember, at a men's conference years ago, that it saved my marriage. I mean, really listening to this radio station, I just started every day, a little bit here, a little bit there, and then it was more and more and more. And now that's, when I'm in the car, it's the radio station that I listen, that I have on, when I'm getting ready for work. Anytime that I have free time that I'm going to listen to the radio, that's what I'm listening to. And programs like John Ricardo, I mean,
it's amazing.
He tells you what marriage is about, what love is, and I always thought love was a feeling. Hey, I love Mary's beautiful. Yeah. I have a beautiful wife. She's, you know, great. But love is more of an action.
You
gotta put
it
in action. It's a choice. So it really helped bring me back into what a marriage is supposed to be. My wife was there already. She already went to church all the time. She's actually a convert, and she loves the Catholic faith. And that kind of brought me back. I'm a cradle Catholic, and I went to church every Sunday, altar boy, all that good stuff. But when I went to college, hey, I don't need this. I think I went to church before a physics test to make sure I could pass it.
Right.
Sometimes I asked God to help me. But then with her and our relationship, the way it was going, and then what happened with this radio station really put it on the right path. It sent me down to do other things like That Man Is You, Alpha, Cum Christo, and have a real marriage with my wife, and show my kids how important it is to have a faith and a walk with Christ.
I just think that's beautiful.
Mike, so... What would be the one thing you would tell somebody that they should call in that number? What's the number that they should call?
614-459-4820.
4820, amen. So Why should they call that number? Give them one reason that will push them off the fence.
I think this, it will help you to live a super abundant life. It'll give you the tools you need to really become a great Catholic and live a super abundant life.
A super abundant life to be alive for more. I'm sorry, I had to plug my show a little bit.
Yes, you did.
So
that's
right.
Beautiful.
I do that all the time. If you listen on Thursdays at noon.
So like when you were listening and you would find answers that brought you forward in your marriage, mm-hmm. in the programming here. And did you find that when you were driving in your car and you were at your desk and throughout your day and were able to implement that?
Yes. I mean, what's interesting is usually whatever was happening that was negative in my life, it would be about that on the program.
Isn't that amazing? So, I guess I got chills.
Okay, God. You know, I hear you.
Right.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So it would be, you know, that would be the main thing. And I would go and implement those things, talk about it with Mary, and we would put it into action.
I love it.
So here we are.
We thank you so much
for your
witness today, Michael.
No problem. We appreciate
you coming in, and we are going to a short break, but we don't want to go to a break without reminding you we are after 17 gifts this hour, and we need you to call 614-459-4820 in honor of your spouse, in honor of your marriage, in honor of your faith.
And tell us how long have you been married. Oh, sorry, you had a challenge.
I challenge all the St. Cecilia member, you know, parishioners and my That Man Is You team, 40 guys that we meet every Saturday. Get out your checkbooks and support this station.
How can they do that?
They can do that by calling 614-459-4820.
Amen. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, and off we go.
I'm Deacon Patrick Wilson with today's Daily Lenten Reflection on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Today we reflect on the words of Jesus from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Christ suffered without sin on his hands, for he committed no sin without deceit on his lips, yet he suffered the pain of the cross for our redemption, all the while making this pure prayer for all his persecutors, those present with him on the day of his crucifixion, and for all of us today. Is it possible to offer or even imagine a purer kind of prayer than that which shows mercy to their torturers by making intercession for them? We remember his words from the evening before his crucifixion with his disciples. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for his friends. It is this prayer of Jesus on the cross that enables us to look upon him with any hope of everlasting life, because he gave up his life for us and sought the forgiveness of the Father in heaven on our behalf. This is Deacon Patrick Wilson for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
The retirement communities of Wesley Ridge, Reynoldsburg, and Wesley Glen, just south of Worthington, provide a great array of senior adult living accommodations. Online at wesleyridge.com.
Hi, this is Mary Voss, one of the founders of Christian Bling. If you love having conversations about faith with your friends, consider making this your own home-based business. Christian Bling can help you as you share about our exclusively faith-inspired jewelry, our rosaries, and our sterling silver medals. Get started right away as a consultant, and you'll be just in time for the spring sacrament season. You'll receive your own Christian Bling website, making it easy to promote meaningful gifts for everyone, every age, and every occasion. Tell me how I can reach you at recruitment.ctbling.com.
Full of Grays Farm, grass-fed beef, pastured, non-GMO chickens, free-range, non-GMO eggs, turkeys, and pigs. Online at fullofgraysfarm.com.
This is John Martinoni, host of EWTN Open Line Monday. I always tell people there are three really big things that Catholic radio does. It makes good Catholics better Catholics. It brings fallen away Catholics back to the faith, and it brings non-Catholics closer to and quite often into the faith. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now. I want to live my life uncovered. I want to be more than a number. All I need is your love. I want to live less ordinary. I want to be extraordinary. All I need is your never-ending love.
Welcome Welcome back. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I'm your host this hour. And we are here at St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. And I am joined in studio with Nick Ventura, Father Nick Ventura.
Father Nick Ventura, yeah.
And I keep forgetting to say that. And so we are here this morning asking for your support of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And our goal for the hour is 17 gifts. And we are looking for 7 sustaining memberships. And that's $20 or more per month. And when you do this, you will receive The Imitation of Mary, a beautiful book that will be gifted to you for your support of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
And what a fitting way, because today is the Feast of the Annunciation, the day that St. Gabriel, the Archangel, appeared to our Blessed Mother to announce the good news that our Lord was taking on our flesh. So on this day, call in. If you're thankful for how you received the faith, guarantee that others can receive the faith by calling 614-459-4820.
Thank you. Thank you. And we are joined in studio for an angel update.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for everything, all the calls coming in. First, want to recognize Josh from St. Joseph Cathedral. He made a gift, and he did it in honor of his mom, who he says is very devout in the faith.
Beautiful.
And also to all the priests who helped him.
Thank you, Josh.
Very good.
Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
He also wanted, what did he like best about St. Gabriel? I love this. It does God's work through the use of a very powerful medium.
Amen.
Yes, it does. And that's why we want to keep it here on the air. That's why we are here today. And
Spoken word is powerful.
I think I heard Dave said last hour that it reaches like 93% of everyone. It's the most effective
93% of the American population. 93%.
Beyond TV.
Yep.
Even beyond cell phones. Radio, especially Catholic radio here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So we're also pushing, telling people to call in honor of, and I was just sharing back, I grew up in Springfield, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening in Springfield, Ohio, we need you to
call
614-459-4820. But we had Father August Bernard, and he, to me, I call him the saint of Springfield. He was just a tremendous priest.
Nice.
So if you've got a priest or someone else that you can honor, please call in. We also want to thank Carmen and Marjo. They go to Holy Spirit Parish. And they love the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And there's also a list of several people that are year in, year out sustaining members.
And those sustaining members really keep the radio station alive, because this is really helps us pay the bills. It's $1 a minute for the station. And you can become a sustaining member today. Call 614-459-4820, and let's hear who has supported us.
Well, there's Bob and Lorraine. They're at St. Matthew in Gahanna. Mary from Our Lady of Perpetual Help down in Grove City. Jack and Alice up at St. Michael in Worthington. And from St. Mary's in Delaware, we've got Stephen, who continues to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And a sustaining member is $20 a month, right, minimum?
$20 or more per month.
Or more.
Yep.
That's the key word is or more. So even if you are a sustaining member,
you can increase it.
There you go.
You can increase it. And if you don't think we're telling you to, if you think, oh, no, I'm fine. No. I'm talking to you right now. Yes, you. If you're pointing at yourself, me, yes, you. So pick up the phone, 614-459-4820.
Thank you, Patrick. Yeah. Yes. And so we appreciate all of your gifts. Everything matters. And we share in this together, right?
Mm-hmm.
4 million listeners. The messages are so important. They will transform lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no small task. And we are asking you today, call right now. Call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. We are going to go into a clip. And our next clip is from Catholic Answers Live, Dr. Edward Sree, and it's more on relativism.
Part 3 of the book, Who Am I to Judge, is 7 keys for responding to relativism. We've gone through 5 of them. Let's get to the last 2 before we go back to calls till the top of the hour. Relativism is a mask is key number 6.
Yeah, this is a big one here. Many times we're talking about an issue with a friend. It could be, again, whatever, some hot button issue in the culture. And we're really intent on talking about that issue. But we have to realize there's many issues and maybe in their own hearts that they're struggling with. And relativism is often a mask kind of covering up their own challenges. So one example would be, if somebody is struggling with a certain sin, then
relativism could be a very convenient way to justify what they're doing, you know, to say, well, there's no moral truth, so it's okay. I don't have to change. You know, I tell the story in a book about a young man I met who was very adamant promoting relativism. And we had a big debate about it at a conference. And then later on in the conference, he came up to me and admitted, he goes, I really appreciate our conversations. You give me a lot to think about. And I realize I'm not really a relativist at heart. I've just been wanting to say I'm a relativist because I want to be able to say premarital sex is okay. I want to be able to say premarital sex is okay for me. And what an honest, humble man to come back and admit that to me. But I think we just have to realize, not in every case, but in a lot of cases, relativism's espoused by people because it allows them to justify, rationalize their own little sin problem. Yeah. Look, we do these things all the time, right? You can make a commitment for Lent. I'm going to get up right when I say I'm going to get up. I'm not going to hit the snooze button. And it's Friday of first week of Advent or first week of Lent. And the baby was up all night, so I'll just, you know, you'll just come up with some rational thing to justify what you're doing. We do this all the time, but people do it on bigger sin issues. And that's why we need to pray and fast for the people that we're trying to evangelize. It's not just an intellectual debate. There's a lot of spiritual warfare going on. Let's be patient with them. Let's also pray for them. Let's make sacrifices for them so they can overcome that hurdle in their own life and embrace truth.
And number seven is even dramatically different from the other ones. The number seven key is taking on the heart of Christ.
Yeah. So this one here is simply, you know, Jesus went out with great love to people that he disagreed with people that he knew had bad ideas and were living immoral lives. We need to imitate that as well. You know, if Jesus hung out with the sinners, the tax collectors, the Pharisees, all these people that were opposed, you know, to the gospel way of living life, but he brought about change and brought about conversion by being with them. He didn't come to them looking at them as an enemy, as someone that, you know, had to be, you know, defeated. You know, he looked at it as a friend that he wanted to win over. And I think it's that attitude of compassion with people that we disagree with that really should underlie all of our conversations. If people sense in us that we legitimately love them, that we sincerely care about them, and even if they persist in their falsehood or persist in their immoral behavior, that we're still going to love them. If they sense that with us, then they encounter something that, you know, they're going to be more open to hearing what we actually have to say about truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I'm joined in studio by Father Nick Ventura, and we are here today for the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive.
Oh, it's so exciting to be here, Angela. I mean, you can't keep me away from you. I was just here earlier this week, and now
and
I'm
back.
I love being here.
On a Saturday morning. It's
on
fantastic.
On a Saturday morning. Great.
That's right. We are looking for 17 gifts this hour, and we're on our way, but we need you to call in honor of your spouse, in honor of your marriage, and call and give today at 614-459-4820. A gift in any amount is appreciated, but in particular, we are looking for sustaining memberships. So don't hesitate. Call right now, 614-459-4820.
Angela, what is a sustaining membership?
So a sustaining membership is the lifeblood of the station, as I like to say,
mm-hmm.
and it is $20 or more per month. Now, we appreciate all gifts, and we know not everyone can do that,
mm-hmm.
but those of us who can, and you'll know who you are because mm-hmm. you'll feel that little nudge.
And here's the thing. If you buy more than 2 Starbucks drinks a week, you're in that group.
Wow. That's a good way to look at it, isn't it?
You're in that group. That means maybe cut back to 1 Starbucks drink a week and
That's
just
right.
make coffee at home.
That's right.
Just like coffee just appeared in front of me.
Yeah. That's right. Thanks to Dave.
Thanks to Dave. So, you know, call 614-459-4020. Yes, it's a sacrifice. Yes, we might have to cut back on things that, you know, may give us comfort. But this is for a mission. What is that mission? That mission is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to allow people to be set free from darkness and to enter into light, to hear the truth so that they may be free. And you can help that mission by calling 614-459-4820.
And how appropriate. You segue well into our discussion.
Maybe
here
I planned it
this
that way.
Past clip.
Maybe.
Maybe. So, perfect because you're talking about bringing the light and bringing mm-hmm. people out of darkness. And Edward Shree was talking about relativism as a mask mm-hmm. and how oftentimes people are hiding behind relativism to justify their sinful behaviors.
Exactly.
Now, I have this thing. Mm-hmm. I believe that on some level, when we sin, we always know.
Yep.
That on some level, regardless of how much justification there is,
we know that there's something
not
wrong.
Quite right.
Yeah. No, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, Angela, because, you know, I'm a priest, but yep. I like going to concerts. I actually do. I enjoy going to concerts with friends. And sometimes, you know, the concerts, all sorts of walks of life of people there.
Correct.
And, you know, often is the case, I'm usually with my friends and I don't want to draw too much attention to myself. So I'm in what we call civilian clothes, just regular clothes. And, you know, people start, I always, you know, sometimes I just want to avoid the topic. I don't know why. Maybe I just need to be more bold. Maybe the Lord's asking me to. I don't know. That's for prayer later. But, you know, eventually whenever you meet someone new there, like a group of friends of my friends, they're like, oh, what do you do for a living? And part of me is always thinking, ah, just say you're retired.
You're a little young for that. But
yeah,
okay.
I know. But I say, well, I'm a Catholic priest. And when I say that, it's almost immediately they start justifying their life to me, saying, well, you know, I do that. And I just have to look at them and say, listen, I mean, I care, but I don't care. I mean, you choose your life. Yes. If you want me to comment whether or not you're actually going to be happy, then no, you're not going to be happy. But that's the key thing, is that they want to justify their life because they want to convince themselves that they're happy. That's why they want relativism, saying, no, I'm happy. I'm happy, dang it. I'm very happy.
I'm very happy. Right.
No, and they're not.
Well, and you know what's interesting? So you as a priest, mm-hmm. you are Jesus for us here, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And when
we
I
try to be.
When I talk to my teenagers, I always say, mm-hmm. if you wouldn't do it in front of Jesus, mm-hmm. should we be doing it?
Right.
And so it's interesting that people would justify their behavior to you once they find out
that I'm a priest.
That you are a priest.
And eventually, when I start saying, okay, if you want me to talk about, are you actually happy? Does this actually bring you any sort of fulfillment?
Right.
When you honestly ask yourself, are you fulfilled? The answer is always no.
And isn't that why we're seeking mm-hmm. the wrong things?
Exactly. Because we're wanting that happiness.
Right.
And eventually that happiness can only be found in Jesus Christ. And you can help others encounter Jesus Christ by calling 614-459-4820. Oh, it looks like we have an angel update.
We have Patrick the Angel back for an update this hour.
Patrick the Angel, how about that? I just got a promotion.
If you want, we can write a note and send it with you back to take to your wife so that yes. she knows you're an angel,
yes.
right?
That's right, that's right. And you heard it straight from Father's mouth. Right? we want to thank Michael. Actually, you just listened to Michael. He was just here giving his testimony.
Oh,
and he
beautiful.
Took a cue from what everyone's talking about, and he made a... He's actually a gold-sustaining member.
Oh, thank you
thank
so
you,
much, Michael.
Michael.
And that
thank
was
you.
In honor of his spouse, Mary.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's what we're asking people.
Her name.
Happy feast day, Mary.
There
Hello.
You go. And, that, and he just loves the programming here that helps him grow as a Catholic. And again, he was honoring his spouse, and that's what we're asking you to honor your spouse. And I'd love to have people call and say, how long you've been married? Make a donation at 614-459-4820, a gift, and honor your spouse, and let us know how long you've been married.
Yeah, and, I want to hear somebody that's been married for 70 years.
Yeah, and I want to wow. hear somebody that's been married for
yeah.
7 days. So let's go the whole
let's
gamut.
Let's go the whole spectrum here.
And we also want to thank Kathleen. She's from St. Matthew's in Gahanna, and she loves Father Ricardo. And she made this in honor of Father Oberchuck. And I guess he was on Wednesday. Right?
Yes, he was. Yes.
He was one
yeah,
of the hosts on Wednesday.
Yes.
And Father Oberchuck is a beloved friend of the station. So she made that gift in honor
beautiful.
Of
thank
a priest.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's amazing how many of a priest, and we don't say it enough, to thank them for touching our lives. And so make a donation in honor of a priest or religious.
Well, speaking as a priest, we are honored to be able to serve all of you. I mean, we wouldn't be here without the church. It's kind of a mutual relationship here. So thank you for your witness to the faith.
Amen. And Amen. We would also say thank John. He's from St. Brendan Parish. He made a donation. And there's several ways of doing that. You can go online, right?
That's right.
At stgabrielradio.com.
I'm trying to figure that. How wide is the World Wide Web? I mean, is that kind of just Central Ohio, or is it going?
No, it goes pretty far. In fact, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, I'm part of a show, Live for More, and I actually got feedback from somebody who was all the way in California. They had sent a message, and all the way from California. So we can reach people across the United States.
So let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's get someone to call from the farthest distance. 614-459-4820, because apparently this World Wide Web actually goes all over the world.
So exactly.
If you're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, anywhere, call, make a donation, and let us know where you're from. Let's see how far this World Wide Web really
goes.
Amen.
So, what's that number again, Patrick?
It's 614-459-4820.
Thank you, Patrick, and we'll see you back in a few more minutes, because we know you are going to call right now. You are going to go online, and you're going to call, and you're going to become a sustaining member here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You're going to support the great mission of this station, and we want to say thank you to you now, and just listen for the Holy Spirit. Give in honor of your spouse. Give in honor of your marriage. Call 614-459-4820. Now, let's get back to this clip.
I do. Yeah, I do want to get back to that, because it was wearing relativism as a mask. And we were just talking about just a little earlier how sometimes people want to justify their lifestyle. That's why they say, well, you know, that's for you and this is for me. I'm okay. You're okay. Well, here's a little secret. Life is not okay.
Wow. There's a thought.
Yeah. Life is not okay. Things kind of stink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to go very far to see things that kind of fall apart. But the secret is, this world is not all that there is. There's more to everything. And Jesus Christ reveals that. And he is the way, the truth, the life. This is the thing I kind of go on a soapbox for, so I'll try to avoid that since we don't have much time left with you.
We have a few minutes.
We have a few minutes, but I'll just go a little bit. Jesus Christ does not say, I am a way, a truth, a life. He says, I am the way, the truth, the life. There's a beautiful difference between a and the, you know, in that context, because then it allows us to have confidence, to not worry about it. If you notice, I don't know if you know this, Angela, people who are very proponents of relativistic point of view.
Yes.
They don't seem to have peace.
You know, it's really interesting you should say that, because I know several people.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they're seeking peace.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeking joy. They're seeking fulfillment,
mm-hmm.
but in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize what's missing or how to get there. And I think that's one of the things that's the most difficult for us as humans, mm-hmm. is understanding that there's something greater out there. But to encounter that,
mm-hmm.
we have to really enter into this relationship with Jesus.
Right.
And how do you do that? You know, he's not physical in front of us, which is, as humans, we need all of our senses.
Yeah, right. We can do that. I mean, we have a guarantee in that in the sacraments of the church. Really, I mean, if you're listening to this and just kind of like, okay, yeah, I want that joy, I want that peace, the sacraments of the church are a guaranteed way of knowing you are loved by God. I mean, you might be saying, well, that's kind of like hoop jumping, Father. No, it's not. We're both bodies and souls. We need to hear the words. If you haven't been to confession in a while, go to confession. It's Saturday. I'm sure it's available somewhere. Go to confession. Hear the words, you are forgiven.
That's
be set
right.
free from your sins. And support others hearing that message of being forgiven, of being set free, by calling 614-459-4820.
I think it's so powerful what you just said about confession, because mm-hmm. in that encounter,
mm-hmm.
it's so profound and people are so frightened by it.
Yes.
But in reality, it's like taking a hot bath.
Yeah, it's
for the soul.
It sets you free.
It sets you free.
Yeah, and that's kind of the theme, is that the truth sets us free. Too
yes.
often we hear the words, okay, do this and you'll be locked in. No. What Christ does is allows you to be fully alive. I'm not going to do it. Alive. Actually, I will. Alive for More.
Yeah.
That's the name of the show I
that's
do. But
right.
So, you know, it is fully alive, to be fully who we are. And so often, there are people who don't know this, and when they hear programming on St. Gabriel Radio, they realize, I need to be free. I want that. But the thing is, if our listening family doesn't contribute, doesn't help support...
That's right.
Then this dream ends.
Yep.
And we don't want that.
We don't want that.
We don't want it to end. So if you're like, well, what can I do to help make sure people know freedom? Pick up the phone, call 614-459-4820.
Or go online to stgabrielradio.com, and we are waiting here to talk to you. We are going to be moving on to another clip here shortly. Mm-hmm. And Father Nick, are you leaving this out after this,
I am. I have a busy day ahead of me, so I was able to give this hour. So, and that means you can give some money to this by calling 614-459-4820.
Would you like to leave us with a blessing?
Sure. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we give you thanks for this time together. Give us that truth that sets us free. Help us by your grace on this feast day of the Annunciation. Allow us to hear the message that allows us to be your sons and daughters. And we ask this all under the intercession of Our Lady. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Angela, thank you for having me on this.
This was a lot of fun.
Joy. It was.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
Exactly. I'd like to.
Yes. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. And we are off to our next clip.
Because, yeah, I was certainly not fulfilled doing the radio thing. It was good enough. And I thought, well, okay, maybe if I do this for a few years and then, you know, move up or move to a different radio station or whatever, I'll kind of like it. But there was always that kind of that, you know, first of all, that sort of gentle, like, tug of the priesthood in the back of my mind, thinking like, okay, I'm not really enjoying this as much as I thought I would. But I don't know what else I want to do. It was like, I'm not really enjoying this, and I still think I, you know, should be a priest or at least try seminary. So, and kind of, you know, thinking like, okay, this radio thing is nice, but maybe I should be doing more. And so that more, I guess, was, I mean, now I know, is like, was the priesthood. But I, so just kind of, yeah, going back and forth, trying to pray about it.
Well, and like in the words of Father Ty Thompson, you know, why not try that avenue? So, you know, you would go to the Josephinum. You had to do 2 years of pre-theology, and then you do that. That went okay, and then the next 4 years in undergrad. This is where people will discern: is this for me or not? So, for your 6 years there, that process, were there any major obstacles? Any, you know, doubts? Maybe this isn't right, or was it just more and more an affirmation with each year?
Yeah, it was certainly, looking back, there was more and more affirmation each year, but those first couple years certainly weren't without their struggles. I mean, I kind of knew in the back of my mind I was in the right place, you know, probably doing the right thing, but you're just still, it's a very new thing. And so you're just kind of, you know, wondering, you know, yeah, learning about the life, learning about what it is to be a seminarian, and then, you know, sort of some proximate, you know, preparation for being a priest. So it was certainly more and more confirming each year, but adjusting to seminary life had its struggles or whatever, especially after, you know, having an apartment in college for a couple years at the end of college and then living on my own for 2 years after that. So now all of a sudden I'm living with 150 other guys, and you're not only living together but praying together and eating together and recreating together and all this stuff. So going to class, you know, the same guys for basically 6 years. I mean, so
that's a big adjustment, especially when you've had that taste of freedom.
Yeah.
Can you describe for us your calling? Calling is something that's so personal for different people. Some people get what I call God's billboards. Other people, and it sounds like this is more your case, I think the majority of people, it's a much more subtle thing. What was it for you?
Yeah, just the best way probably to describe it would just be just like a constant, gentle, like, tug, like just little, yeah, like a constant thing that never really went away. Like from like all those years back being, you know, sixth, seventh grade or whatever, you know, altar serving and having that interest and thinking it might be something I'd like to do, being more like in the front of my mind, and then, you know, different times in high school in the front of your mind. And then sometimes in the back of the mind. So, you know, it's just this constant little, like, little tug, little reminders that this is what the Lord is asking me to do. And when that prayer life, you know, deepens and increases and stuff, it becomes a little bit more apparent. But yeah, I just say a constant, gentle, yeah, tugging, yeah, that he can't really shake, I guess.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith.